Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This coming midterm is an important time to vote your biblical values. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, as a pastor and now a lawyer, and we've spoken to many pastors around the country, I always encourage pastors and churches and church leaders and certainly congregations around the country that they have an opportunity. Frankly, they've got an obligation to vote. We live in a country in which we have the freedom to be able to go to the ballot. We're not forced under guns or threats of imprisonment or even death to vote a certain way. We have the freedom to be able to vote. And I encourage every person in this country, every person who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to exercise that freedom, because we will be held accountable if we have the opportunity to cast a vote for righteousness, for life, for religious freedom, for marriage and the family, and we do not exercise that opportunity, I think we'll be held accountable, because by being silent, we allow someone else to speak for us. And really, Matt, voting, as I've said, is a prophetic witness to the community. It is doing on Monday or Tuesday or whatever day of the week you vote, usually Tuesday, what you believe on Sunday. If you believe that God is the creator and life is precious and he creates that life in the womb, then how can we be silent when we have an opportunity to have a representative who stands for us as an agent locally, on the state level, in the federal level, that will actually exercise that vote for us as an agent? We have to select agents that are consistent with our biblical values.
I think the body of Christ needs to stop looking at voting in elections as a political event, but rather worshipful event. I think it's where the sacred meets the civil. You mentioned voting biblical values, and typically in the percentages of Christians, of Bible-believing Christians that get out and vote, it's kind of depressingly low. And imagine if you were able to bump up those numbers by 10, 20, 30%, what we could do in terms of effecting change in this nation in a way that glorifies God. You're absolutely right. So again, I think it's where the civil meets the sacred.
You know, we have to remember, of course, our hope is ultimately in the Lord Jesus Christ, but he has placed us here within this government to, number one, pray for our leaders, and number two, to be good citizens as Christians. You know, the great evangelist Charles Finney said in 1855, "The time has come that Christians must vote for honest men and take consistent high ground. Christians must do their duty to the country as a part of their duty to God." Mm-hmm. So we don't always think about this is our responsibility and our privilege to vote, to put godly men and women who abide by these principles that reflect God's values in office.
That's right. I mean, these people, you are appointing an agent, or somebody is appointing an agent on your behalf. An agent.
Right, to represent you. Yeah.
An agent, like an attorney representing you, speaks on your behalf.
Right.
They act on your behalf. You can't be, for example, in the courtroom, so you hire an attorney who's skilled in that area to actually represent you. And that person stands for you and defends you, presents your case in a courtroom. People who are elected, whatever position it is, they are presenting their case, and hopefully it's your case. And the only reason it can be your case is if you vote for the right people.
Right, and then you
otherwise
speak up.
You're letting
yeah.
somebody else. Exactly. It's like letting somebody else choose your attorney who doesn't like you and is not going to represent you.
Exactly.
That's what I was going to say.
Speak up.
I was going to say a failure for Christians to vote people think of that as kind of an act of omission or a negative thing just in terms of not doing something. But it actually, what it does is it arms the vote of somebody who is voting for an individual
right.
who would work to counter biblical principles. So not voting
right.
is an affirmative action.
And, you know, we need to start in the churches. I mean, Christians need to understand and pastors need to understand that they have a responsibility and they have the freedom to teach their people these values and to look and research these candidates and what they stand for.
Well, imagine, for example, a pastor in a church getting up and preaching about the sanctity of human life.
Right.
That life is precious in the womb. And then after the sermon said, now we're going to take a offering, special offering right now for Planned Parenthood. Mm. It's so contradictory. If you're believing that God is the creator and life is precious and it's in the womb created by the creator himself, then how can you either vote for someone who will actually push policies that allow for the destruction of innocent human life, or be silent knowing someone else is going to put that person in? So you've got to vote your biblical values. We have the Silence is Not an Option DVD. We have lots of them. We've sent out tens and tens of thousands of these all over the country, and we hope that you will obtain this Silence is Not an Option DVD. It also contains a pocket-size Patriots Handbook, and it's called The Patriots Handbook on Political Action for Pastors and Churches.
And you know, Matt, this is Pastor Appreciation Month, so I think
yeah.
what a great gift to give your pastor to encourage your pastors to speak on the truth.
And you know what? I hear so many comments from young people. I read all of the applications that come in from the Covenant Journey applicants. These are Christian college-age students who are leaders. They're just top quality people. One of the things I consistently hear is that many churches are not speaking to the day-to-day uh-huh. reality of life.
Amen.
They're just general 30, 50,000 feet overviews, but it never connects the dots to what just happened last week, what's going
right.
to happen this week,
yeah.
what's going on in my life, in the struggles that I have, in the decisions I need to make. Pastors, I encourage you, I challenge you to speak the truth. In season and out of season. These are not political issues. These are biblical issues. Preach through the scriptures. Take a book and go through it. You'll naturally come across, by doing that, issues that affect us every single day.
Yeah, right. they're not political issues. They have politicized transcendent moral issues. And Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the great German pastor who worked to protect the Jewish people and was actually working with a group of people to try to assassinate Adolf Hitler, he said it better and summed it up better, I think, than I certainly can. He said, silence in the face of evil
yeah.
is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act. And doesn't that summarize everything we're talking about?
Absolutely.
It does. And here's John Jay. John Jay, who is he? He's the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Imagine that. This is what he said. Providence has given to us, or to our people, the choice of the rulers. And it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select people as Christians for their rulers.
Yeah.
And prefer Christians
and
for their
select
rulers.
And prefer Christians for the rulers. So providence has given to our people the choice of the rulers, and it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and prefer Christians for the rulers. John Jay, the first Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court.
There you go.
So,
powerful.
You know, I encourage you, ask for the Silence is Not an Option DVD packet. That includes the handbook, pocket-sized, Political Action for Pastors in Churches. It comes together, and in this book, it goes through my message about what churches can do, what pastors and churches can do with regards to political activity, whether it's on laws, legislation, or political candidates. It's all laid out there. And we've got a nice little chart about what you can do under the current IRS laws. Not one church has ever lost its tax-exempt status, not one, for engaging in political activity. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and order the Silence is Not an Option DVD. And make sure you get it to your pastor and church leaders, and get it to other pastors and church leaders in your community, even though you don't attend that particular church. lc.org, Silence is Not an Option.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.